For the men and women of our military, time spent away from home can take its toll. As the Vikings and their sponsors honor military members and veterans in the month of November, they haven't forgotten about those who remain in Minnesota, waiting for their loved ones to return.
Yet today, Polaris is proud to partner with both the Minnesota Vikings and the United Heroes League to celebrate six deserving military kids and their families. And to recognize and show our appreciation, we're actually creating a fun day of riding that's going to be full of a lot of surprises, and we certainly hope will create memories that last a lifetime. Polaris actually has a long-standing tradition of actively supporting the men and women who serve our country. And so that was actually one of the genesis of this idea, to really recognize and celebrate military families in partnership with the United Heroes League.
We're a national nonprofit based here in Minnesota, and we serve military families. We empower them to stay healthy and active by removing the financial burdens associated with sports.
One question for you guys before we get started. Is anybody here a Vikings fan?
Yay! Yay!
Kyle Rudolph, Minnesota Vikings.
And I thought at first we were just going to be riding around these things, and then the Vikings players came, and that was kind of really exciting. At first when I saw the thing, I thought it was just the ATV, and then I saw the jerseys, and they got out, and they took their helmets off. I was kind of a little bit shocked.
I didn't really know what to think. At first, I wasn't quite sure who it was until they got out, and it's pretty obvious, and it's pretty cool that the two guys that they get are you know, some of the fan favorites and some of our favorites in our household. So,
well, driving it was fun. You know, back in the woods there, it probably gave Kyle a heart attack. But at first, they had no idea who we were or what was going on. But it was really cool to see their faces, and it was just a really special moment for their families. Like I said before, all the sacrifices they've made, and to give them those things, it was really cool.
We'd like you guys to be our guests in our Salute to Service game. Adam and I wouldn't be able to play on Sundays if it wasn't for your families and what they've done. So it would be an honor to us if you guys would come to the game next week.
We wouldn't have the NFL. We wouldn't have pro football. You know, we wouldn't have Sundays in the fall if it wasn't for these men and women that serve our country and allow us to live in a free country. So it's a great initiative, and they definitely deserve it.
Where's Carter at?
It means something special for me to put on a uniform every day and represent, you know, this nation. And, you know, the fact that somebody else is thankful for that, you know, I guess I'm appreciative, but I just feel like I'm doing what I want to be doing. I'm just happy I'm able to do it.
They have this unbelievable admiration for the military folks, and you can see in the eyes of the military folks the admiration they have for Kyle and Adam. And it's fun to watch them on Sunday, but it's unbelievable to see them out here today. It gives our heroes a hero, and I think it's a mutual admiration. It's pretty amazing.
I think that's nice that famous people like that think about the reason why they're playing and how they can take their day off to come and hang out with us.
It was cool to hang out with the kids, you know, see their excitement, play a little football.
One, two, three, win!
Yeah, I think, you know, just seeing how much fun they're having today, and obviously military families have a ton of respect for them and what they do, not only their parents, but the kids, the sacrifices they make. So just a really cool day to have fun with them and hang out with them and just see their personalities come out.
To seeing the kid just absolutely light up, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like you want to thank somebody for something, and you don't know quite how to express it. But I think the smile on his face is, for us, is just absolutely priceless, and it's going to be an opportunity that we're going to cherish forever.
At the end of the day, these military kids went home with some new gear, tickets to the Vikings Salute to Service game, and a great story to share.
And when we look at the adversity of a military family's life, and we look at what a kid goes through, the kid doesn't sign up for the military, the parent does. And so to reward a kid who has stuck with their parents through a deployment or just through regular service, that's the kind of thing that drives us. It makes us super happy because it returns them to a little bit of normalcy in a very not normal situation.